Ladies and gentlemen, the breaking news is the Justice Department says, this is the U.S. Justice Department says, it has disrupted an Iranian government plot to assassinate the Saudi ambassador to the United States. Attorney General Eric Holder says two people have been charged in New York and one has admitted his role in the plot. The U.S. Attorney General Holder says the plot represents a flagrant violation of U.S. and international law. He says the U.S. is committed to holding Iran accountable. FBI Director Robert Mueller says many lives could have been lost in the plot to kill the ambassador with bombs in the United States. We will continue to offer you coverage of this. As soon as we know more, we will let you know. In the meantime, I want to talk to Salim Mansur, who's a professor of political science at Western, the University of Western Ontario in London, and the author of Delectable Lie. It's a liberal repudiation of multiculturalism. One of the reasons I want to bring on Professor Mansur is because of what we have just experienced, which was an important anniversary in the eyes of some, not in the eyes of some others. And it is about, yes, multiculturalism. The 40th anniversary of Trudeau's launch of multiculturalism, that's what some people are celebrating this very week. And Salim Mansur has some very, very sharp views on all of that and how it's been turned out. And Salim, I don't want to get you to comment on this foiled terror plot because we've got very, very little information on it. The American government says that it's Iranian-based. It's about attacking the Saudis but creating as much collateral damage as possible with Americans. I don't want to ask you to comment on it, but if you just want to do a quick riff for me on what you think might be going on, we'll do that, and then we'll go on to talk about your book in multiculturalism.
Well, my quick thoughts about this matter is, Charles, that the Saudis and the Iranians are adversaries, deep-seated adversaries, and both of them are contending for their own influence and power in the Gulf region. And if what we are hearing, what you report, turns out to be true and correct and is brought out publicly, all the information, relevant information, it will be part of the unstated war and conflict that is going on between the two countries.
And, of course, it's another case of a piece of ugly business in the Middle East visiting our shores. And for those people who want to just kind of sit around complacently and think that it's not going to happen here, it's not just 9/11. There are many other plots that have been foiled we don't have much information on. We'll find out where this goes. But let's focus on something that we do know.
If I might just have 5 seconds of yours.
Please.
This would not be the first time that the Iranians have operated in the Western Hemisphere. We all recall the bombing of the embassy in Argentina by the Iranians.
You bet. As I say, we're learning more as we speak, and I want to discuss this some more once we've got some more flesh on the bones. But one of the reasons that we wanted to book you today is because it's been the 40th anniversary of Trudeau's launch of multiculturalism. I just want to give you an open opportunity on this one. How do you think it's worked out 40 years after the fact?
Well, I think if most people are asked about this matter, Charles, my gut feeling is, and what I read and what I see and what I have examined, is that most Canadians will say it has worked out very badly. It has been more divisive for us as a country, and it has basically hollowed out the very virtues of liberal democracy, which is based upon freedom and individual rights and the rule of law.
Now, what's interesting about this is that, well, there are many, many things that are interesting about this. It's always been sold as a great unifier, hasn't it?
Correct.
Did you get the, as someone who came to this country several years ago, but as someone who came to this country from overseas, you're supposed to be one of the people that Mr. Trudeau and others after him were thinking about. You're supposed to be one of the people who these people were, quote, looking after. You're supposed to be one of the folks who is supposed to be a recipient of wonderful Canadian generosity. So I wonder if you could approach it from the point of view of where you came from and where you are right now in terms of your own feelings, beliefs, and values.
Well, Charles, I mean, the way you pose the question, I know where the question is coming from. You're posing the question which is in the public mind. It is not, in a sense, a personal question. And my answer is that such questions are pandering to the lowest common denominator, the bigotry of the lowest expectation, the fact that, you know, somebody that is not of a European origin, as I am from South Asia, born in India, a person that has seen conflict in that part of the world, that survived a genocidal war, a civil war that Pakistan launched against its own population in 1970 when I was a teenager, became a refugee, and then from India traveled to Canada, to North America in the early 1970s. The expectation that somebody of my background should immediately, you know, embrace this idea. Well, first of all, this idea is not a universal idea, multiculturalism. You don't find the idea of multiculturalism being postulated and expounded in any other part of the world as it came to be first promulgated and postulated in Canada. The idea that all cultures are equal has never, ever been true, and no one has ever proposed this idea. I mean, the absurdity that, say, for instance, the Huns, the culture of the Huns were equal to the culture of the mighty Roman Empire, even when the Roman Empire was in its decline. Now, and so on and so forth. So my expectation as an individual coming to Canada, finding my home here, finding my security here, finding everything that makes me what I am as an individual, was simply the fact of embracing what is liberal democracy, a culture in itself, a culture, I would argue, and as I have argued in my book, that is at the summit of all cultures because it grants and it holds the very principle articulated by the, for instance, the American Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal. You cannot elide from that almost self-evident and axiomatic truth that all men are created equal or all individuals are born equal to the idea that all cultures are equal. The culture of Saudi Arabia, of the Taliban, of the Muslims in Pakistan whose government committed a genocide, and they have never even admitted that. A culture that does not treat genders with equity, a culture that embraces misogyny and tries to clothe it in terms of religion, a culture that has no respect for minorities, a culture that does not treat other religions with the same equanimity that it wants for itself, as we're watching it in Egypt. Cannot be a culture that is equal where I, as somebody who's brown, who happens to be also a Muslim, find my full potential in that classic sense, being able to realize it, to actualize it as an individual, which can only happen in a liberal democracy, and then to postulate that the culture of liberal democracy is equal to the culture that has all of these problems is to hollow out liberal democracy, is to weaken liberal democracy, is to create a situation where, you know, we are having the situation what we find, say, for instance, in Thorncliffe Park in the neighborhood of Toronto, inside Toronto, and the deterioration of segments of Toronto, which has happened in France, which has happened in Netherlands, which has happened in Britain and Germany, and the people there, the governments over there, the prime ministers and leaders have now finally awoken up and saying, you know, multiculturalism, official multiculturalism, is a grand failure. It was a grand failure because it was built upon a terrible lie.
But Sally Mansour, you understand why I asked you the question the way that I did.
Of course I do.
Pierre Trudeau and Pierre Trudeau's ilk, many, many people around him believe that because folks like you, brown, Muslim, would never get a fair break in this country because folks who look like me would never want to welcome you here. So folks like me had to be brainwashed into the idea that we're all the same, to make no judgments on Sally Mansour based on the color of his skin or based on his ethnicity. We weren't making those judgments, but we were told that we were inherently racist because of the color of our skin and our Judeo-Christian principles. That was a lie.
That was a lie, absolutely. The generosity of a liberal democratic culture. See, I am again speaking about it in terms of liberal democracy, because that was the advancement. It is no longer identified as a white man's culture or a Christian culture or a Jewish culture. This is a culture that had evolved over a period of time, over 500 years, to where we have come, which is, for instance, in the documents of the Canadian Confederation, in the documents of the American Revolution, in the documents of the French Revolution, comes out and speaks. That is the universal value that is embedded in the very system which created liberal democracy. It is that universal value that people from all over the world cherish. I cherish that value, and I think others cherish that value. And it is the absurdity that once you arrive in Canada, you are told that no, your culture is equal to ours. You don't have to adopt liberal democratic values. You can practice polygamy, or you can practice honor killing, or you can do whatever you want, because that is your cultural right. Now, that absurdity was untenable.
Salim Mansour, I want to continue the conversation with you in just a few moments. Salim Mansour is the author of Delectable Lie, A Liberal Repudiation of Multiculturalism.